This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's now time for the Holland Financial Feature, offering you practical solutions on how you can become financially fit for free.
It's an absolutely beautiful day, but it's also kind of bittersweet. You know, we're having the very last conversation on the Holland Financial Literacy Feature, which is an educational campaign we've been having for the past couple of weeks. Well, a couple, I think, is an understatement. It's been about 20 weeks. And what we've been doing throughout this time is empowering you and I with financial education. Today, we are joined yet again by the head of corporate finance at Hollard. His name is Graham Young, and we are talking about retirement, perhaps one of the most important conversations that we should be having right now as the future senior citizens. Graham is joining us on the line. Good morning, Graham. Thank you so much for your time.
Chakani, thank you for having me, and a huge welcome to all the listeners, and thanks for tuning in.
Sure. I think today's conversation is one that, you know, I've always been saying when it comes to retirement, it's something that we need to be taught while we're still even in varsity, so that when we start working, it's something at the top of our heads, something that is very, very important. But first, let's understand it. What is retirement and what does it mean to retire?
100%, Klokani. I think we make a mistake of only jumping into this, you know, later in life and potentially it's a bit late.
Yeah.
But retirement effectively just means when you permanently leave the workforce. So typically that's when you've reached a certain age. In South Africa, that's generally between 63 and 65. Or if you are ill, too ill to work, and you're infirm, you can be put off for early retirement.
Yeah.
Through disability or illness. But typically, you know, retirement, we're looking at a time when you no longer choose not to work, and you hopefully enjoy your golden years, you know, doing what you want to do, lying on a beach or traveling or whatever that dream in your head is.
Yeah. So why is it then important to start planning for retirement?
Yeah, Connie, just I think the first thing is just to highlight a few very scary stats in South Africa.
Okay.
So the first one is, including all the current pensioners, there are only 1 in 3 adults in South Africa that have some sort of pension plan.
Yeah.
Of those people who are already on pension, 61% of them cannot come out every month on the money that they're getting from their pension. So they're having to rely on family or the government to help them out. So that's quite scary.
Yeah.
And then the last one is, all of us who currently have pension provisions or contributing to a pension plan, more than 50% of us are only expected to pull out 20% of our existing salaries. What I mean by that is, if you're currently earning 10,000 rand a month,
yeah,
more than 50% of us will only get 2,000 rand a month out of our pensions.
Sure.
And that, for me, is quite a scary thing. So yes, the reason why it's important to talk about retirement and to plan for retirement is, we have a history in South Africa of not saving, and we've dealt with that in previous episodes. And saving for retirement is even worse. So one of the things that we need to think about when considering retirement and planning for retirement, even when we, you know, as you mentioned, coming out of varsity and starting our first jobs, is, if we don't, here's a couple of scenarios. One, you know, we then dependent on the government.
Yeah.
And as we know, the government's social security for an old age pension is only 1,890 rand. That doesn't get you very far. And if you're a 25-year-old today, you're only going to be eligible in 40 years' time for that. And who knows whether as a country we can afford to pay old age pensions, whether we'll have the money or not. Mm. You know, things can change. 40 years is a long time. So rather be reliant on yourself than reliant on the government. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
The second thing is, most of your listeners are probably in the same predicament as a lot of people in the country, where, you know, you're raising your own children and at the same time you're supporting your parents.
Yeah.
You know, or extended family, either by, you know, sending money home or by them living with you and you having to then pay for their living expenses as well. Kind of known as the sandwich generation, where you are in the middle of, you know, your children as dependent on you, and now your parents dependent, you know, are dependent on you. And think about, you know, do you want to be dependent on your kids to support you. I mean, yes, you love them,
yeah.
But when they're older, are they going to love you enough to pay for you? That's always a scary thought for me, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to rely on them. I mean, I know they love me, but yeah. You know, things can change.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing. The last couple is just with the medical advances and people living longer, we have many more years now than we have in the past, where we will be in these years of retirement post the age of 65. So we have longer to live, which means we need more money to support us for that longer life.
Mm.
Obviously, costs of medical aids and medical care is also going up. And if we want to be able to provide for the increased medical care that we need as our bodies start to fail us, we need those funds. And then obviously the last thing, we all know, every year the price of goods go up, food goes up, everything goes up, and so we need to make provision that when we're no longer earning money and earning salaries, that we have sufficient to help us out.
And what does it matter then when we start preparing?
It's a great question, Stefanie. I mean, obviously, the younger is always the better, it's never too early to start. So my advice is if you, ideally, in the perfect world, when you start your first job and you get your first paycheck, that's when you should start preparing for saving for retirement. You should start putting away for retirement. Obviously, that's not, everyone's experience. So you might have some of your listeners who are a little bit older and haven't prepared properly or planned properly. And my answer to that is never too late. So never too early and never too late to start paying money towards your retirement and putting money aside. But definitely the earlier the one starts the process, the better. We've spoken in previous episodes around savings, around this magic concept called compound interest.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, just in our example of, if you're a 25-year-old and you're only going to retire at age 65, that's 40 years of a working life that you have. Assuming that you're employed and you put money aside, you will be comfortable in retirement because you've saved for 40 years. And if you put enough away, the money would have grown and interest on interest would have just compounded. So to answer your question, two key points. It's never too late or too early, but the earlier the better. And every little bit that you put away helps.
Sure. So now, can you give our listeners some tips on how to set goals for their retirement and get started on their planning?
100%, Fatani. The main thing, I mean, planning for retirement is a bit like putting a savings goal in place.
Mm.
And we remember from the savings module where you had short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals. Retirement planning is a really long-term goal, and you need to plan that this money is not money that you're going to touch because, the geezer's burst and you need to pay for a new geezer, or you've had an accident and you weren't insured and now you need to pay the motor car. That's not what this money is for. This money is for where you're physically no longer working and you're reliant on it. So if you're in a formal job and you're working, say, in the government, so as a, let's take a policeman or a nurse or a teacher or a municipality, you would be contributing already to a pension plan. If you're working for a larger corporate, they would have a pension or provident plan in place, which is great. So, kind of a forced saving already happening, which is great. So I wouldn't, then you need to just look at, is it sufficient? If you're not working in a company or formally that has a pension plan, then you need to sit down and look at what you want in retirement, what type of lifestyle. Do you need to be, living on your farm? Do you need to be, at the coast, sipping cocktails? What do you want? And then try and estimate what is it going to cost to support that lifestyle. Once you have that and this long-term vision in your mind, then you need to take action, and that action is right now. And for Connie, maybe I can just, and I don't want to sound preachy, but we are... we're free to choose our actions, but we're not free to choose the consequences of those actions.
Oh, yeah.
And with retirement planning, if we choose to put money aside and not to touch it, we will have massive, massive magnified benefits. But if we, every time we change a job, we take the money out and we use it, it will hurt us at the end when we come to retire. So think about the long-term plan and stick to that long-term goal.
And we continue with the Hollard Financial Literacy Feature, which is a part of the Hollard Streetwise Finance or Financial Literacy Program. And we're having a conversation today about retirement. It's been an absolutely enlightening couple of minutes that we've been having, learning a little bit more. Graham is joining us yet again to continue with this conversation. Graham, we are just about to wrap it up. But earlier, you mentioned that there are financial products that are available that can assist in preparing for retirement. Can you give us more detail on those?
Yeah, 100%, Kakani. But just before I mention the specific products, I think just to answer maybe some people's questions in their heads around, well, how much is the ideal amount that they need to save for retirement?
Yeah.
What's the right kind of number? So the rule of thumbs that your listeners can work on is effectively 15 times your annual salary is what you should have at retirement. So what does that mean? If you're earning 5,000 rand a month, you mm-hmm. times that by 12 and then by 15. So 5,000 rand a month salary now, when you retire, you should have 900,000 rand saved up. Or another way to look at it that some financial advisors suggest is that your last paycheck, you should have saved 300 times that. Now, that kind of can play with your mind a little bit.
Yeah.
But to make it a little bit simpler,
okay,
for every million rand that you have saved up at retirement, you can expect to earn about 5,000 rand a month in a pension.
What? 5,000?
5,000 a month in pension, yeah, to carry you for all those years that you're going to be retired. So how do you build up that pension? I think that's a key question as well. And how much should you be putting aside every month when you're working? The golden rule is at least 15% of your salary should go into retirement savings.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about, what those products are now. But what does that mean effectively? Well, 15% of every single paycheck that you earn should go either into your company pension or provident fund. Mm-hmm. Or if they don't have, then you should be putting aside into one of the other products we're going to talk about now.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, that compounding over 40 years of working career will build up this nice nest egg that when you do retire, you can be comfortable and hopefully it will be far more than 1 million rand and you can, live the soft life. but to come back to your actual question that you asked around what type of products can help you get that life. So obviously, the basic products would be your normal savings type accounts that you can get at the bank, which are great. You put money aside and there's interest on that money. The big danger with a savings account is that, there's always other pressing issues that come up that you need to use money for. And so that's the danger, is that you access those funds for something not retirement related and then the money's gone.
Yeah.
Another one would be unit trusts, where the money is invested across the spectrum of different assets, we're not going to go into that, but your interest or your return there could be slightly higher than a bank account, and if you put it in for long enough, you'll do really well in unit trusts or exchange-traded funds.
Okay.
Again, the challenge there is that you can cash them out with no consequences from a retirement point of view, and the money could be gone. So those are great for maybe more your medium-term to long-term, but maybe not retirement. Specific retirement options, as I mentioned, if you're working for an organization that has a pension fund, whether it's the government or a hospital or a school or whatever, they'll have a pension fund in place or a provident fund in place, and you will contribute to those funds and away you go. If you don't, the other option as an individual is you could contribute to a retirement annuity.
Okay.
So now those concepts might be a little bit foreign, but they're really simple. A pension fund, a provident fund, and a retirement annuity all work the same way while you're working. You contribute every month. Amount comes off your salary, goes into those funds, or if you've got your own business, you contribute to a retirement annuity, and you get a tax benefit whilst you're busy saving. Because the government wants South Africans to save. They don't want to have, lots of people on social grants at the end of their working lives. So they want us to save, and they give us this tax incentive while we're working. So the money gets contributed. When you retire, though, things are a little bit different depending on which product you're in. if you're working in the government and some of the big corporates, you might have a pension fund which works slightly different. The pension fund, the old school pension funds, pay you a percentage of your final salary, and it's dependent on, you know, how many years service you've got.
Yeah.
So if you work there all your life, you know, you'll get up to 75% of your last salary, and then it will escalate by inflation until you die.
Okay.
But for most of us, we probably have what is called a provident fund, and there, when you retire, you will get a lump sum paid out to you. And that lump sum has to be invested in two ways. So you can keep one third in cash and obviously pay the tax on that and have that cash to maybe settle a bond or do what you want with it. But two thirds has to go into a pension plan. And that's, so now after retirement, you have to buy either a living annuity or a life annuity. And those are similar but different. Same but different. So very quickly, a living annuity, for the listeners who might be closer to retirement where this might be interesting, is you have control over how much money you take out,
okay. But
you also then control the risk. So for instance, if you take too much out and you choose your monthly payout to be higher than kind of what the fund is achieving, you will deplete your money very quickly.
Sure.
So ideally, you should only be withdrawing, you know, 2-3% of the fund value.
Okay.
If you draw more than that, you chances are that you will run out of money. So that's a living annuity. If you die, the money can go to your beneficiaries.
Yeah.
So your dependents. A life annuity, on the other hand, is bought from a life company, a life insurance company, and they take the risk then. So they tell you for every 100,000 rand that you invest, you will get X amount back, say 7,000 rand a month or, you know, 2,000 rand a month, whatever the number is. And for the rest of your life, even if you live until you're 120, you will get that pension for the rest of your life.
Sure.
So very different. And what I suggest to any of your listeners who might be, you know, a bit confused about all these terms and these different products, go and talk to your bank. Go and talk to a broker, a life broker, or a financial advisor. Get professional advice. I mean, this can be a big sum of money and it can affect you materially. So go and spend the time and don't necessarily accept the first thing that you hear. You know, even speak to two or three different advisors. You know, look for a trusted brand and then follow that advice.
Sure. Graham, thank you so much for this incredible food for thought that you've given us. Thank you so much for the couple of Wednesdays that you've, you know, spared us a couple of minutes from your time, from your morning, to give us such great information, such great food that is going to prosper us in our years to come when it comes to savings that we've spoken about. Now this retirement conversation, which was absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, Graham. We really do appreciate you.
Kekani, thank you so much for having my show. I've really enjoyed it and I hope your listeners have found some value.
Thank you so much, Graham. Do stay well.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
There you have it, man. We have come to the end of another exciting episode. We've been having a lot of these lately. It is courtesy of Hollard Financial Education Series. It was packed with a lot of information, practical ideas that we can use that are easy to implement as well for our financial lives. And they say time flies when you're having fun and you're learning a lot. Thank you so much to Graham Young, who is the head of corporate finance at Hollard, for the past couple of minutes of learning. We definitely did learn quite a lot. And as I said in the beginning of this episode, it's the last one, but I also still have one last 1,500 Rand for a listener who provides the correct answer to a multiple choice based question on today's topic. And you can enter the competition via WhatsApp or our website. All you need to do is WhatsApp us the correct answer, followed by your name, and make sure to use the hashtag Hollard so that we can find your answer. That WhatsApp number is 0798996226. Alternatively, you can also go to our website, click on competitions, then go to the Hollard Financial Literacy Competition and answer the same multiple choice based question. It's based on this week's episode and the conversation. And just like that, you stand yourself a chance of that 1,500 Rand being yours. The terms and conditions are also available on our website. So here's today's question, right? The question says, When I start planning for my retirement, I do not have to prepare for retirement. That's option one. Option two is just before I decide to retire. Option three is it is never too early or too late to prepare for your retirement. And again, it says, when can I start planning for my retirement? That is the question. You've got three options. I do not have to prepare for my retirement. Option two says, just before I decide to retire. Option three says, it is never too early or too late to prepare for retirement. Make sure that you send through your answers to 079-899-6226. Forward them to us, of course. Make sure that your hashtag is there, hashtag Hollard and your name. Or you can log on to capricornfm.co.za, click on Hollard Financial Literacy Competition page and enter your competition there. T's and C's apply. Winners will be announced next week, Wednesday, on this very show. So make sure that you do put yourself in the running. Today is the final episode of the Hollard Financial Literacy feature. This has been an absolutely amazing educational and empowering experience over the last 20 weeks. If you have more information or more financial literacy question, visit the Hollard Streetwise Finance website for more free education, content, free downloads, data, free learning, and for more information on this program.
The Hollard Financial feature on the tailored experience brought to you by Hollard in partnership with Limpopo's hottest frequency.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.